So to begin with a profound statement, here we are, we're here. And to add another profound statement, now we are, here and now. And it's profound when we consider how often our minds are there and then, concerned with other times and places. And here and now is where we can establish the wholeheartedness, the being centered, the sense of composure, being composed here and now. Maybe first feeling yourself in your seat. Maybe imagining that almost as if you have roots that travel down to root you, connect you to this place now, here. That as you feel your interplay of weight and gravity and against your chair, your cushion, you feel a secure support, stable support for being here, this place at this time. And in doing this practice, what we're interested in is our lived experience. And our lived experience is only something that's in the present. Otherwise, it's just thoughts and memories and projections. Our lived experience, the precious, never-to-be-repeated moments of now as we live them. To feel our body globally, whatever broad way you could be aware of your body sitting here in space. And perhaps gently taking a few little deeper breaths. And then as you exhale, relaxing your body. As you exhale, maybe there's ways you can help your body be more at ease. Ease up. Letting your breath return to normal. And there might be subtle or not so subtle ways you can release holding in your shoulders, your arms, maybe down into your hands. In the belly, the chest. Maybe in your face, allowing the muscles of your face to fall away, relax away from the bones. And if there's any ways which you're uncomfortable in your body, Be easy with that. And then see if you can set your heart at ease, your inner emotional life. Set it at ease for these moments. Or if in some ways you're uneasy in your heart, be easy with that. Maybe you can ease up a little bit. It's okay. And if you can easily enough, set your mind at ease. Soften the thinking muscle. And if there's some way that you're uneasy in your mind, be easy with that. Ease up a little. It's okay. In your lived experience of the present with your body, beyond the edges of your body and the space of this room, there's a kind of stillness. Can you for a few moments feel or intuit the stillness that's around you, it's larger than you, just beyond the activity of body, mind, and heart. Kind of stillness or spaciousness that holds it all, that's big enough to contain all that goes on for you. If you bring your attention in towards into your body, there's movement as you breathe, there's sensations that arise and pass, thoughts that arise and go. But also within, see if you can notice inner stillness. Stillness that's between the sensations, between your thoughts. There's a kind of a spaciousness also within. Often we focus on the objects in space, but not the space. See if you can spend just a few moments feeling or intuiting the spaciousness, quiet, stillness within. If it's easy enough to notice, see if you can release or relax something deep inside. So you release yourself more deeply into stillness and silence, quiet place within. the kind of quiet place that allows you to be more sensitive, more aware. And from this quiet place, whatever degree of quietness, stillness you have, from there, become aware of your body breathing. Maybe being aware of the interface of a still, quiet place and the breathing sensations which change and move. From time to time, you can become aware of body sensations as they become clear, stand out. See if you can be aware of them from a still, quiet place within, the quiet awareness that allows them to be just aware. Be aware of them within a larger space of spaciousness and stillness that surrounds them. Thoughts arise. Sometimes they're like thought bubbles that just drift away if you allow them to float away by not letting them be, not getting involved. But if you're aware of thoughts, see if you can be aware of them from a still, quiet place within. Be aware of thoughts as no different than the sound of the rain, just phenomena that arises that's known within the wide space of the mind, the stillness. Everything that's occurring occurs in the present moment. Is there something that you need to recognize that would help you be more here, more present? Is there something you need to accept so you can relax and just be here in a simple way, breathing? And sometimes if you allow yourself to get very quiet inside, very still, tune into the stillness within. At the same time, you'll be more aware of how other things arise and pass, their changing nature. You can allow things to come and go. Notice the things, those things that come and go, arise and pass. Here and now. There's a useful thing to notice about how we make interpretations or explanations of what's happening to us. And an example, to use the idea that you're sitting meditating and walking meditating, and you maybe got carried off in your thoughts for a while, so you weren't present really. And then at some point you notice that the case. And then you say to yourself, I am not being very mindful. The more accurate thing to say is, I wasn't very mindful a few seconds ago. To have noticed that you were spending time drifting off in thought is good mindfulness. When you catch yourself, and if you can evaluate yourself and notice, oh, I was involved in thoughts, at that moment you're mindful. But if you say to yourself, interpret it saying, I am not mindful, like in the present, it's not really accurate. You have plenty enough mindfulness at that moment that you notice you drifted all, you had been drifting off. And often our explanations, interpretations for ourselves, if it's about something kind of happening in the present moment, it's often can be retrospective. It's often looking back and interpreting it, making statements about it. And it can nothing necessarily wrong with that, but it does take us out of the flow of the present. And if you can notice the difference between retrospective, you know, saying about something that just happened, you don't need to do that, just do it now. So if you notice you had been mindless, you can also just notice that now you're mindful. In order to have said that. And then appreciate that rather than be, you know, a little discouraged by what was. What was. Yesterday is yesterday. A minute ago is a minute ago. A second ago is a second ago. You can just let it. Oh, it's gone. So this idea of staying in the present and being careful with how we interpret it is sometimes helpful. The other thing I wanted to say is that many years ago I heard that there was some Buddhist monk who defined enlightenment as being interruptible. So that, you know, it's kind of unusual explanation. I don't quite fully want to say it that way, but it's kind of a very intriguing idea to be interruptible. One of the great parts of training in a Zen monastery is sitting and meditating, having some kind of great meditation, great insight into all the childhood experiences that explains who you are, and you're on the brink of understanding who you are and how you tick, and this will solve all your problems. Or you're on the brink of full enlightenment, you're just really flowing, you're concentrated, it's like, just a little bit more, you'll... And then someone comes into the meditation hall and will tap you on your shoulder and say, you're needed in the kitchen right now. One of the cooks is sick and you have to go. And so are you interruptible? No, I'm about to. But I came to the monastery to meditate. It's meditation's what's so important. Nope. You're needed in the kitchen. And so part of the training in the monastery is to just let go and just do the next thing. That's what's needed. You let go of your full enlightenment. Just go down to the kitchen. And so what happens over time is you get fluid with being able to do these transitions, so that if you are, you know, in one state doing one thing and you need to do something else happens, you can move between it into this next thing. There's no resistance or holding on to the past or resisting the new. So you're fluid, you're interruptible, you're fluid between one and the next. So you're sitting meditating, and maybe you're in a nice meditative space, and then something happens that pulls you out of that meditative state into more maybe busy thinking mind or something. And then you can certainly be upset and try to go back to that quiet meditative state, or you can blame the people who got you more agitated, and you get all kinds of things you can do, you can imagine. But as practice matures, what's important is not that you're in a good meditative state, but rather that you're fluid and free in leaving it. And that as something new arises, that you're able to kind of graciously be that way. So if you're more busy and active in your thoughts, then that's what's actually happening. You want to open to that, present for that. So people often measure their experience by what's happening. But in the Dharma, what we try to pay attention to is not what's happening as we're holding on to it or resisting something, but is how fluid we are with the changes. that we can change from one state to another, from one situation to another, and that there's where maturity is. You're not holding on to one thing, not resisting something, but you have some fluidity with what's happening. So today is the last full day of the retreat, and chances are that you'll have some experience with things changing now in your mind over the next 24 hours. At some point your mind will be thinking more about leaving, your mind will get busier, you won't be as settled as you were. And that's not a mistake for that to happen, but rather that's more practice. Actually, this, the first 5-6 days of the retreat was practice with training wheels, and now they're going to go off. And so now, how fluid are you with the changes? And do you give up on practice? Oh, you know, that was good before, but now it's, you know, or you get upset, or you cling to it, or you get angry, resist. But how are you with the changes? How are you with whatever arises, whatever new way of being arises? Can you meet that with your best mindfulness that you have? Doesn't have to look deep or quiet or like this. Be with this. And a lot of the learning that can happen on retreat is a tremendous amount can happen if you're stay close and attentive to the changes that happen over the next 24 hours. What comes back, the concerns, the thoughts, the ideas of self, the relationship of self and others. And as things that get kind of come back that you thought you had hoped, you'd hoped had gone forever. Take your time. Maybe sit down and just take stock of what's happening. How are you relating to it? What's this about? Understand if there's some wisdom, some understanding there that can happen, some new way of relating to this that it's different. Maybe it's coming back like always, but now you can relate to it in a different way, see it in a different way.